Upon arriving at CDC in 2000, I was overwhelmed by the scope and depth of scientific and programmatic expertise, both at headquarters and in the field. For the last 14 years, I've been surrounded and worked with so many brilliant people who have been more than willing to share their thoughts, ideas, and expertise with a guy that sometimes knows just enough about a topic to be dangerous. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to acknowledge everyone, but I'd like to mention a few. Let me start with colleagues here in Atlanta. Susan Delisle for hiring me in 2000 and giving me numerous opportunities for professional growth. Orlando Blancato for taking me under his wing when I was a new program consultant. John Glover for his calm demeanor and ability to keep things in perspective. This award's namesake, Jack Spencer, who had a mastery of the federal system and administration that allowed all of us to focus on science and program and not to worry about the bureaucracy. Pam Gorman for expertise on all things fiscal and calmly answering my many, many questions. Rich Voigt, who encouraged me to ask the tough questions, even if they make us uncomfortable. Terry Winook, the engine that kept the program branch running for so many years and saved me from myself on so many occasions. Stuart Berman and Tom Peterman for their willingness to include me in their efforts to translate science to programmatic action. Stuart's ideas were often beyond what I could initially grasp, but he was always willing to take the time to discuss and explain so I could walk away with a clear understanding. Tom always asked those tough questions that need to be asked, often causing me to go back to the drawing board and improve whatever it was I was attempting to do. Dan Newman and Greg Pierce, who have patiently worked with me on data and data systems without rolling their eyes or laughing at my relative naivete. Fred Bloom, Samantha Williams, Mary McFarlane, Matthew Hogben, all of whom have been willing to share their expertise on behavioral science over the years and include me on their projects. Sevkia Raw for championing program science, which is really the foundation of what we all do. And my current team, Marion Carter, Shanta Wright, and Brandy Peterson, with their expertise on program evaluation and willingness to push or pull me along just to keep up. For those of you on the front lines in the field, my 8 years as a program consultant afforded me an opportunity to learn so much. As I traveled around and worked with state and local programs, I was like a kid in a candy store. I sincerely appreciate the hard work and commitment all of you working at the state and local level. And I'd like to recognize a few programs I worked with as a consultant that significantly influenced my career and professional growth. Jeff Klausner, Wendy Wolf and the San Francisco staff, Sue Blank and the staff in New York City, Charlie Rabins, Ed Rayner, and the small group of colleagues in Springfield, Illinois, Gail Boland and her staff in California, Dawn Broussard and her staff in Chicago, Glenn Althoff, Phyllis Burnett, Jonathan Zintelman and colleagues in Baltimore, all of you are and others working at the state and local level are special people doing great things. In closing, my selection for this award was only remotely possible because of the contributions of so many. We accomplished things together. Moving forward, there will be new opportunities as well as challenges. Our ability to be creative, innovative, efficient, and effective will be paramount to our success. I have a few years left before I can pack up and retire to Costa Rica. I'm excited, committed, and look forward to working with you to embrace those opportunities and conquer those challenges. As Larry the Cable Guy would say, let's get her done. Thank you.